Yeah.
One miraculous thing I'd like to do is, how do we scale up people quickly so that they have the expertise that they need? Because if you are confident, that translates into good outcomes for kids. And when you are, so that's really, I think, the job of a leader. I create the environment in which adults succeed so kids succeed. You know, it's hard to be a few layers back from kids. So you have to sort of realize my role is to, I help adults be successful.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Eric Hopstock. Eric is the superintendent at Berrien Regional Education Service Agency in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Eric, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Awesome. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about your role and what is happening at Berrien.
Yeah, we are a service agency that serves 13 K-12 school districts, two K-8 school districts. There's still some of those that exist. And then four public school academies, along with 12 different private school institutions for about 25,000 students in Southwest Michigan. So we're sort of that go-between between the state arm of education and local districts. So they have their own superintendents, they have their own boards, and we sort of come along and provide support services that help them be more successful.
So when you talk about that, is it like, so they can't get, like, it's a small district, so they would maybe not need a full-time PT or something like that, so they would come to you guys for something like that, or is it something different?
No, exactly. So we provide a lot of support special education services. So, for example, school psychologists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, teacher consultants are collectively hired through our organization and then assigned out to some of our local districts. We also provide payroll services, business manager services, accounts payable for a number of districts, not only in our county, but some surrounding counties who use some of the similar software that we use. So it's a cost savings.
Right.
That maybe you can't afford to hire that person, but we're able to hire that person and have two or three districts under one person.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. For those that don't understand what that is, it's a great service and it's a great way for schools to do it, to solve a problem that, you know, otherwise the kids wouldn't get the services for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as the superintendent, then what is your role in that agency?
So we're not only, we provide some direct services to some of those special ed students that I mentioned, for those that are on the severe end, low population, but severity, for example, severe cognitive impairment, moderate. We have a program really behind our administrative buildings that we offer for some students, as well as some severe emotionally impaired and autistic students that have some really profound needs. We coordinate some of those services. So we have 360 staff, not only that serve the districts, but work here serving students. So we're creating the environment for those students, and then we are coordinating services. And I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is we pulled all of the districts together to say, you tell us how we can support you better. And we came up with three common goals that we're now working on across the county. One is around literacy, one is around math, and one is around connectedness and engagement for all of our staff and students. So that helps focus our work, but it gives us a lot of influence on, you know, as unique as everybody is, those are where we can find common ground and work together, put our heads together.
Yeah, that social emotional piece is so critical right now. It is a theme I have heard over and over and over in the couple months that we've been doing this podcast. It's just so needed, and it makes me sad that people are so lost, you know, and that but schools are addressing it, and it's amazing to know that this is something that has been recognized and something that is so desperately needed for sure.
Yep.
So good for you guys. So tell me about some of your wins.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest wins, Janet, was a couple of years ago, like most places, we were looking at teacher staffing rates across some of our buildings and programs. And if you are a special education educator, if you're in the sciences and the math field in early childhood, they're really short for us in our counties. So that's true across the state of Michigan. It seems like we're losing more teachers than we're gaining. And so that's created some real teacher shortage issues. So my colleagues that are in similar service agencies across the state, it started with just two of us having a conversation. I think we can do something about this. And what would that be as a service agency? So we got our heads together and we really started collectively organizing and doing work around registered teacher apprenticeships. There's a couple other states that were doing this. And so we started planning, what would that look like to, if we remove the barrier of cost, in other words, your tuition was paid for, and that meant negotiating with universities a break in the rate of tuition.
Right, yeah.
If we also looked at a mentoring year, it's a year-long mentor year rather than the half the semester of student teaching, we thought we could get more teachers into the profession, and we could also improve the quality. So this all started 2.5 years ago, and so our first cohort just finished last school year, and we have the second cohort finishing this year. But here's what's amazing. When we put our application out, there were 2,000 individuals that applied. We were only able to take 987 of them. But we've now had over 6,000 teachers apply. There's currently 1,500 teachers in the program. All 56 service agencies in the state of Michigan have come around that. We've received close to $100 million from the state legislature to fund this particular activity. So overnight, we became one of the largest registered teacher apprenticeship programs in the country.
Wow, congratulations.
That's a win.
That is a big win, yeah.
And that's just about putting your heads together. I mean, one of the things I find true, not only here, but statewide, is if educators begin to put their heads together, we can solve pretty immense problems. And most of the problems are really about eliminating confusion and communicating clearly. And so what we're finding about those individuals, a lot of these were our paraprofessionals. We already knew they'd be a great teacher. So when we were trying to figure out what to do, we went and asked them, oh, I'd love to be a teacher, but I can't quit my job.
Yeah,
I can't afford to go to school. So we worked out an arrangement with all of our teacher prep universities that if you bid on this and work with us, you can only offer those classes in the evening or through virtual experiences so these individuals could continue to work. Yeah. And so while they're working, they're getting their tuition free. But then when it comes to their apprentice year, we have them paired with a mentor, but they're also getting 80% of the salary of a first year teacher, so they can afford to focus for that first year. And so
and
the stories
race,
that I
right?
could share yeah. are incredible.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is incredible. I had no idea that this was, it was a, I'm speechless. You made me speechless.
Well, one of the things that was really amazing is when we started working with the universities, I don't know. And it's like we are not competing with the traditional students. In other words, those students are coming to you already. They're graduating from high school. They're picking that college experience. But we are giving to you a group of students. We're opening an access point that was not available to you. So one of the reasons why we're asking for a reduction in your tuition rate is you're getting money that you otherwise would not have had
access to.
So there's a little bit of negotiation there to make that work. But we've had partners. We started with 8 universities. I believe we're up to 16 now that are participating with us in this particular program. So everybody's winning in thinking about this in a slightly different way.
Yeah. And they're all schools within the state of Michigan?
So far. I mean, that's so far. Okay. One of the things that was a stipulation of the legislator giving us the money is, hey, if we're going to give you the money, sense. We want it to stay in Michigan.
Yeah, in Michigan,
they,
yeah.
Yeah, if they
and
stop
then get
getting
them
us.
Certified in Michigan, right? Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It was, no, I'm just, that's fantastic. And so now your regional education service agency is managing this then, or that seems like a big lift.
Yeah, it got so big so quickly that we actually got together with 56 other and created a board, hired staff, and it's one more thing that we're now into.
Right. Well, and now you've got the funding to hire the staff to manage that. Because that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of moving parts and making sure that, wow. So do you have graduations so the recording of this probably won't come out until July, but right now it's May 27, 2025. So I'm curious about graduations.
I think year one, we had about 90 graduates. I think we have another 200 and some graduates. Because people entering this enter from different, you know, it's not like they're day one, I don't have any college experience, although we have a few of those. A number of them already have some college credits, so some are able to spin up and get into this quickly. Others are going to take multiple years before they're able to become fully certified. So each year there's a few more that are entering the pipeline, and it's spread out across the state. Just about every county has some candidates that are in this Talent Together program.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Talent Together.
Nice. And so are some of them educators that just want to like maybe get an endorsement in special education or something like that?
Some were those that, you know, hey, I've been a gen ed teacher doing this, but I've always wanted to go into special ed, for example. So this was a way for them to get in quickly. Some, you'd be surprised. Well, back in the day, I started in teacher prep. That was 10 years ago. I got halfway done. Life changed. Life happened. But I really love to go back to that. So some of them are those. And we even have five, maybe it's eight high school students that are like, nope, I believe in this program. I want to do it right. Okay. You applied and you're in.
Fantastic. So how many directly from your service agency have you seen? How has it impacted you guys specifically?
Yeah, I think we have five that are currently in the program. And then we have a number of others that are in some of our local districts that are participating in the program. So it's proportionately there. I guess the thing that I'm most proud of in this program is our retention rate is close to 93%. Wow. That means that the people that start are continuing in the program. We are also doing some unique things. We're giving them success navigators. So we are matching them with the right program and actually counseling them on, no, I don't think this is the best fit for you. I think it's over here. So that matching of the person and individual with the program and preparation program that they need. Then we're also, that success navigator stays with them. How are classes going? What do you need? What kind of support is there? And then there is that mentor. You have to work with the mentors, those teachers that are going to be providing the support and supporting them, and then the mentee-mentor relationship, and then helping with placements. Now, they are signing an agreement that, hey, in exchange for tuition being paid and this salary, that, you know, I plan to stick around for 3 to 4 years in that district.
So right.
That, you know,
payback.
Yeah, it is. But what we're finding, Janet, is they're already attached to the community. These are people that are living, breathing, doing things in education. Now, it's created another problem. We're also starting to work out, well, how do we attract more paraprofessionals? Because we're depleting that supply.
You're depleting that. Yeah.
So now we're creating another problem. So I know we did work with a state-based organization, and we're really working to make the first ever registered apprenticeship for paraprofessionals. And so, you know, we're basically developing a training module where they would learn some key, how do I support academics? How do I support behavior in the educational setting? So, and then we're looking at, well, what does this look like for a school psychologist, for maybe a speech therapist? Maybe those are a little bit different.
SLPAs, I can see SLPAs wanting to do that.
Yeah, so
to get their
it's
masters,
a little different animal. But do we start with universities and say, you already have your BA, BS, but I always wanted to be this. So how does that 2-year program look and feel?
Administration, some, you know, going back into.
Exactly.
Teachers that want to be administrators. Yeah. Wow. There's lots of possibilities. I mean, you've tapped into something that it just needed two heads put together. Wow.
Yeah. In our county, we're now taking that learning for, if we could do an apprenticeship for a teacher, it has really rocked my world. You can't name a profession that can't be apprenticeable, if I can say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at me funny, and I says, doctors are a great example. They go to school for a year. The rest of their development is in an apprenticeship model.
Right.
And so we're really trying to take that learning, and we've formed the Berrien Talent Collaborative, where we're together with our local university, the chambers of commerce, various businesses, and us as an educational entity to say, well, how can we get students in their junior and senior year into apprenticeships where they're getting paid and it results in a job? And then let that employer pay for your future education. Because I don't know if you've been paying attention, but college has gotten very expensive.
Yeah.
And so for most of our families, it's new, it's different. What are you talking about? So that's the educational, but we are graduating our first 9 students from our local hospital. They will be certified nurse assistants. They are right now. And then when they graduate, a handful of them are going on into nursing. And it was a linkage to get, these are high paying, great jobs. And we're losing these kids. When they leave here, they're gone. So how do we attach them to really great jobs?
Yeah. It's interesting because, at Lighthouse, one of the things that we do is the same thing. We have a mentor. Every single person that comes here gets a mentor because we're a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. So we take care of our therapists. It's the same concept, you know, just teletherapy can be daunting if you've never done it before. Mm-hmm. And so I always wanted to make sure, put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to take care of your therapist, take care of your therapist. So, you know, and it's one of those programs where it's like, I don't care what it costs. It's not about the cost. It's about taking care of people. Because if you take care of people, money comes. I mean, that just is the reality of business if you do it in an honest way. But, you know, I mean, we pay attention, but still it's about human beings. And that's just an incredible story. And it is expensive to go to college, and it took me forever to pay off my student loans, but I did get there eventually. Same kind of thing, you know, it does have applications across. That's fantastic.
And at least for me, this whole endeavor fits who we are here at Berrien Research.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people this is better conceived as a family or a household rather than a team. And they always look at me funny and I says, you know, we're really doing this collective work. And if we don't do it together, we're not going to sustain it and we're not going to do it well. So we're always communicating, what does it look like to be in this family? You know, what's our special sauce? How do we do things? It's not to say somebody else in a different county doesn't do it just as good. That's their secret sauce.
Right.
And so we really spend a lot of time and effort to hire, you know, attitude and culture. We hire you on that basis. We can teach all kinds of technical skills. And we go from there. But this particular, that whole talent together was an example of, well, not only does that work on a countywide scale, we could scale this up to a statewide, and it works.
And it did. It took off on you.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Very quickly.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. I'm so impressed. And you're changing, I mean, you change people's, we as educators change people's lives, but you're changing lives across the board. I mean, not just your students, but you're changing the lives of teachers and paras and other people, and giving them an opportunity for something that they wouldn't normally have otherwise. So it's amazing.
Yeah. And Jenna, what got us really onto this, if you go really back to the, you know, seed days where we were just iterating and trying to figure something out, was going to those people that it's like, why aren't you a teacher?
Mm.
And it was them saying, wow, Eric, I don't have the money to do that. I need my job. My wife needs her job just to make.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the more we talked, and then going to the teachers that were what I call our water walkers, you know, they just do amazing, miraculous things.
Right.
And almost all of them said, well, you know what? When I was a high school student, I went and worked with such and such a teacher, and I fell in love with the profession. I went and did this. Almost all of them had this pre-training experience. And so it dawned on me, well, what barrier would have to be removed for you to go? Well, if I could figure out a way to have it paid for and still work and fit into my schedule, and that's really, we let the people that we create the environment for so that they can teach kids, teach us what needed to happen. And then we just mm-hmm. executed on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you want something, when you find a way to get something and it's a goal and there's somebody that's giving you an opportunity, you grab it with both hands. You really do. And, you know, I went to school full time and worked full time when I finally got back to school and knew what I wanted to do, you know, it was full time school, full time work. And I did that for 3 years to get my bachelor's. And then once I got my master's, I had to stop working and do that full time. But, you know, it was that same kind of thing. It's that drive. You find that drive to do what you love. Because if you do what you love, you know, you love what you do and it's not work. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, back in the fall, Secretary Cardonas, you know, at the time came to Michigan and he says, I've heard about this program and I want to meet teachers. And he was just so impressed. I mean, we didn't even have to get up there and say anything. It was really talking to the candidates and how it's forever changing their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Okay. So I have one other question that I ask, and this is probably going to be, you know, big picture beyond what you guys have done. I don't know if there's even, because what you've done is miraculous, but if you could miraculously solve one other challenge that you have in your schools, what would you want to solve? Because you've solved this one. What's next?
Let me put it this way. I became superintendent 5 years ago. Been with this organization most of my career. And one of the things that astounded me is when we were looking at the average, you know, what's our average teacher tenure? Then before mm-hmm. I started, it was, you know, 14, 15 years. Then COVID hit and that shook up the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's now down to 7. There's been a lot of changeover in education. So we're probably the least skilled we've been in 20 years. Now, I don't mean to say that we have very unskilled people.
Right.
It's just they
no,
don't have a lot
saying.
Of experience yet. So
yeah.
One miraculous thing I'd like to do is how do we scale up people quickly so that they have the expertise that they need? Because if you are confident, that translates into good outcomes for kids. Right. And when you are, so that's really, I think, the job of a leader. I create the environment in which adults succeed, so kids succeed. You know, it's hard to be a few layers back from kids, so you have to sort of realize my role is to, I help adults be successful. And if they're
right.
solid and confident and successful, so that's the miraculous thing I want to pull off.
Right.
How do we yeah. get that high level of instructional expertise very quickly?
Yeah. Yeah, I get the being pulled back a little bit of it because, you know, I'm a speech therapist and I started this company and I was our first SLP, you know, I was like, but then as we grew, this year we have 2,500 kids and it's like, I can't be the SLP and the CEO anymore. You know, we have 100 therapists now, but it just was really, it was like one of those things where it's like, how do I have to be the leader that captains this ship so that we can be successful, so we can serve those kids, so we can serve those therapists. It's the same thing.
Yep.
And it's a great job. It's a great role. And making a difference in the world through serving others is there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. So, and that's why we do this podcast, so that we can talk about amazing things like what you guys have done. And kudos to you. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So, so Eric, where would people go if they want to learn more about this program and about what you guys, the amazing things you guys are doing at Berrien?
Yeah. If you are interested in what that registered teacher apprenticeship works like, that is talenttogether.org. If you want to know anything about us, it's berrienresa.org.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, this has been an incredible conversation. You guys are doing world-changing stuff. You really are. Congratulations. It has been such a pleasure to talk with you, Eric.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit about us.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we are, the podcast is Brighter Together because we really are brighter together.
Absolutely.
Thanks.